Intro. Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, you'll learn how to create a sub-focus style micro percussion shuffle, glue those tiny elements into a single usable bus, and arrange them so they sit cleanly above a deep sub, all while building a deep jungle atmosphere without cluttering the low end. What you will build by the end of this session, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar micro percussion loop with a shuffled pocket, hi-hats, shakers, clicks and rim snaps, a grouped micro perc bus with EQ, subtle saturation and glue compression, two filtered returns for atmosphere and rhythmic stereo motion, and an arrangement snippet that uses width and send automation to build and release space. Preparation. Start by setting your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create a drum rack called micro perc and load 5 to 7 short dry samples, tight hats, a shaker, tambourine or click, rim snap, maybe a small conga or a ghost snare. Keep them short and dry. Create two return tracks, R-Rev using hybrid reverb and R-Delay using echo. A. Create the micro percussion shuffle program a basic 16th note pattern in a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. Put steady 16th notes on a few pads. That will be the backbone of the groove. To add shuffle, extract a groove from a short swung or broken break. Drag a short shuffled break into arrangement. Right-click it and choose Extract Groove. Find that groove in the groove pool and set timing around 60 to 80, start at 70, velocity around 10 to 20, and random 5 to 12. Bass it to 1/16. Select your micro perc MIDI clips. Choose the extracted groove in the clip view and audition the timing amount. You can press Commit to apply it permanently, or leave it non-destructive and tweak the groove amount until the shuffle sits right. If you prefer a manual approach, set the grid to 1/64 and nudge backbeat 16 THs forward by 6 to 18 ticks for a micro shuffle. Humanize dynamics by varying velocities. Alternate velocities, for example 70, 185, 120, or use the groove pool's velocity setting or a MIDI velocity device to add subtle randomness so the pattern doesn't feel robotic. B. Layering and micro variations. Duplicate certain hits and attune the duplicate by a few cents, plus or minus 2 to 7 cents or up to 10 for a slightly wobbly layer, to create width and motion. Add tiny transient clicks on 32nd note ghost hits at very low level, around minus 6 to minus 12 dB of clip gain, to add texture without drawing attention. C. Bus routing and cleanup. Group your micro perc tracks into a single micro perc bus. Insert EQ8 first on the group. High pass the bus between 180 and 300 Hz. For deep jungle, start around 220 Hz to stop micro perc competing with the sub. If you hear mid clutter, make a gentle 2 to 3 dB dip around 400 to 700 Hz and add a small presence boost at 6 to 10 kHz of 1.5 to 3 dB for clarity. After EQ, optionally add drum bus for subtle saturation. Keep drive low, around 2 to 4. Distortion type set to tube, and reduce transient slightly, maybe minus 3 to minus 6, to tame spikes. This is colorant glue, not heavy distortion. Place glue compressor last in the chain for cohesion. Aim for only about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the bus is active. Settings to try. Threshold minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Ratio 2:1 or 3:1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so a little transient comes through, and release set to auto or between 100 and 300 ms. Listen and choose what pumps musically at 174 bpm. Adjust makeup gain to match levels. If you prefer parallel processing, you can duplicate the bus or use a return for heavier glue. D. Stereo image and width control. Add a utility after glue. Set width anywhere from 90 to 150% for stereo scatter, but remember the low content is kept out by the earlier HP filter. Automate the width. Wider in breakdowns. Tighter in the main drop. If you want to get more surgical, use a duplicate bus to handle wide material while keeping the original centered. E. Returns and atmospheric processing on R-Rev. Use hybrid reverb and high-pass the reverb or pre-filter the send around 700 to 900 Hz so the reverb remains airy and doesn't fill low mids. Set size medium to large and decay between 1.2 and 2.5 seconds, shorter in busy sections. Start by sending 2 to 4% from the micro perc bus, and automate this up for fills. On our delay, set a rhythmic delay, dotted 1/16 or ping pong 1/8 works well. Keep feedback low, around 10 to 25%, and low pass the feedback to somewhere near 2 to 5 kHz so the repeats are darker. Pre-filter your send with an auto filter so you only send the high transient content into delay. This keeps the low end clean. If needed, put a compressor or gate after the return to control tails. F. Arrangement techniques for deep jungle atmosphere intro. Make the micro perk sparse for the first 8 bars. Open the width to around 130% and keep sends low. Build. In bars 9 to 16, bring in the full shuffle. Reduce width to 100% to tighten focus and raise send levels to the reverb and delay. Drop. Combine micro perk with kick and sub. Compress the bus a little harder. Lower the glue threshold to add energy, but avoid killing transient life. Use clip fades and short crossfades at clip edges to prevent clicks. Automate RF decay upward at transitions to smear transients into tails. Automate utility width to open up in breakdowns, for example 150%, and pull it into 80% in the drop for focus. If you want to process the glued micro perk as one element, freeze and flatten the group or resample it to audio. You can then add extra EQ, saturation or rhythmic gating like auto pan or tremolo to make evolving textures. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave micro perk full range, you'll fight the sub. Avoid overgluing. Too much compression kills the groove. Never use full spectrum reverb on micro perk without high passing the send, or it will wash the low mids. Be careful with excessive stereo widening. It can collapse in mono and sound weak on club systems. Finally, make sure any extracted groove works with your main drum break. A strongly swung groove can clash. Pro tips: extract grooves from organic shuffled breaks for the most convincing micro shuffles. Consider two glue compressors, a subtle main glue and a parallel heavier glue for added punch. Tempo sync glue release to the beat at 174 BPM. Try a release around and 1/8 note for musical pumping. Use small transient shaping or the drum bus transient knob if the shuffle feels flat. Render several variations of the glued bus: dry, saturated, wet, and use them as layered one-shots across the arrangement. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar loop to lock this workflow in. Create a drum rack named Micro Perk with 6 samples. Program a 1-bar 16th pattern and duplicate to 2 bars. Extract a groove from a shuffled ANN. Set timing to 70. Apply it to your clips and tweak velocities. Group the tracks and insert EQ8 with a 228 CHP, drum bus drive 3, and glue compressor using threshold around minus 8 dB. Ratio 2:1, attack 10 ms, release auto. Create RF with an 800 HP and 1.8 second decay, and R delay at dotted 1/16 with a 5k HP low pass on feedback. Send 3-6% to returns as a baseline. Automate sends up by 6-10% on bar 5, and automate utility width from 140% in bars 1-4 to 100% in bars 5-8. Export a preview stem. You should hear a convincing shuffle, coherent glue, and airy reverb without low-end muddness. Recap: you've learned how to program a shuffled micro perk, extract and apply a groove, group and glue the parts with EQ8, drum bus and glue compressor, and arrange them using filtered returns and width automation to create a deep jungle atmosphere. Keep the low-end clear with high-pass filtering, glue subtly to preserve groove, and shape atmosphere with returns and automation. Practice the mini exercise and a slash B each step as you go. Closing work in small iterations. Listen for what each device does and check in mono often. The goal is to make all the tiny elements read as a single musical object that sits cleanly above the sub, while preserving the life of the shuffle. Ready? Let's build it.